At 36, pregnant with her second child and living what seemed like a charmed life, Sarah Mandel's world imploded with three devastating words: stage 4 cancer. What began as a small lump, a pebble that grew to a gumball during her pregnancy, transformed into a diagnosis that left her body like a leopard, spotted with cancer from neck to thigh. With a 73% chance of dying within 5 years, her normal existence vanished overnight. The shock came in waves. First, the breast cancer diagnosis itself. Then, just 1 week after giving birth to her daughter Sienna, the crushing revelation that the cancer had metastasized throughout her bones and liver. Her treatment goal shifted from cure to treat, with the understanding that she would need immunotherapy indefinitely. Suddenly, Sarah found herself navigating an alien landscape of PET scans, chemotherapy, and bone fractures so severe she needed a walker to move around her apartment. In these early days, Sarah's coping mechanism was organization, purchasing a perfect binder to contain her medical chaos, a familiar strategy from her student days. The binder represented control in an uncontrollable situation. Meanwhile, her bedroom transformed into her cancer-fighting room, with her husband Derek bringing in their TV and compiling 1980s movies to watch together. Though physically frail, her determination remained unbroken. What makes trauma truly traumatic isn't just the event itself, but the shattering of our fundamental assumptions, that the world is basically safe, that extremely bad things happen to other people, not us. Sarah's story reminds us that life can change in an instant, and none of us are immune. After cancer, Sarah's body became the enemy. She obsessively searched for explanations. Her retainer, teenage antiperspirant use, high school chemical exposure, finding no answers. Treatment side effects were relentless. Eating triggered dysphagia, a false choking sensation. The fatigue defied sleep. Most devastating was the sudden menopause just after giving birth, with night sweats forcing multiple clothing and bedding changes. Mirrors became enemies. Fresh scars, the protruding port, and bruises made her unrecognizable. Consumed by guilt, Sarah urged Derek to leave with their girls for a better life. He refused, remaining steadfast. This bodily betrayal created a wound deeper than physical pain, a fundamental rupture in her sense of self. 6 weeks into treatment, Sarah received remarkable news. She had achieved no evidence of disease, NED, placing her among just 5.5% of metastatic breast cancer patients showing no detectable disease. Yet instead of joy, she felt strangely numb. This emotional flatness wasn't depression, but dissociation, a protective mechanism against overwhelming trauma. Like a circuit breaker tripping, dissociation disconnects us from unbearable feelings. When her massage therapist, Liat, celebrated her cancer-free status, Sarah recognized her emotional disconnect and felt guilty for not feeling more grateful. Chemo brain and trauma-induced dissociation created severe cognitive challenges. Sarah struggled with short-term memory, word retrieval, and basic planning. She often found herself staring at walls for hours, later emerging with no memory of her thoughts. Dissociation serves as an adaptive freeze response when fighting or fleeing is impossible, one of nature's small mercies. But the fog that saves us in crisis can become its own prison when it persists. During an immunotherapy infusion, Sarah met a young woman her age with metastatic breast cancer that wasn't responding to treatment. The stark contrast in their outcomes haunted her. Why was she thriving while this woman was dying? Sarah acknowledged her advantages: excellent medical care, insurance, nearby family, a devoted husband, reliable childcare, and caring friends. While these privileges didn't guarantee her NED status, she knew many cancer patients faced their battles without such support. Her diagnosis revealed an unexpected preview of her own funeral through overwhelming community response. Friends organized meal trains that filled instantly, while letters and care packages poured in from throughout her life, even from strangers touched by her story. Amidst fear and anger, gratitude emerged. Though both new motherhood and serious illness can be isolating, her community's embrace left her feeling deeply connected, a paradox of survival as she wrestled with the fortune of recovery while witnessing others' suffering. Sarah awakened from treatment wondering, what the fuck just happened? As her consciousness slowly reassembled after 5 months of fog. As awareness returned, she channeled her energy into movement, progressing from bed to walker with unsteady determination. Physical activity became her anchor, quieting her mind while serving a crucial purpose, reconnecting with her daughters. Through therapy, she relearned movements to join Sophie's play, culminating in February when she could finally lift her daughter into their beloved mommy nook. The mirror revealed a stranger, military short hair, treatment-altered body. At the gym, Liz Phair's defiant teenage anthems became her soundtrack. In one decisive moment, she purged all cancer-related items down her building's garbage chute, refusing to let illness occupy her precious NYC space. Recovery wasn't a smooth ascent, but a messy process of reclaiming herself, as she discovered some pieces had transformed and needed new ways of fitting together. During summer 2018, Sarah began attending slow flow yoga classes, despite feeling stiff and unsteady. When attempting a spinal twist, something doctors warned could fracture her spine, tears welled up as she realized she was moving again. Somatic approaches to trauma recovery emphasize physical experiences that counter immobilization. Through yoga, Sarah's emotions flowed as she moved in ways she thought impossible. After 6 months of physical therapy, she achieved another milestone, running. Though euphoric, the 2-mile mark brought painful jolts through her radiated pelvis. She let go of pre-cancer marathon dreams, prioritizing pain-free walking. Through experimentation, she found safety in the elliptical, walking, and yoga. Her practice enabled poses impossible even before cancer, teaching her that strength comes from finding alternative paths rather than forcing through limitations. During virtual yoga sessions, Sarah practiced headstands. When worried about wobbling, her teacher Jamie advised, "Allow yourself to move slightly. Try not to grip. That's when you'll fall." This became a metaphor for life after trauma. Like earthquake-resistant buildings, she learned to benefit from gentle movement rather than rigid resistance. What once triggered fear became a graceful dance with gravity. The stars shine brighter for Sarah now. During their nightly ritual, she lies between her daughters. When Sophie discovered the port in her mother's chest and asked if all adults had one, Sarah tearfully answered, "No, sweetie." In fall 2020, Sarah's family ventured out to dine in Greenport. On the foggy ferry ride home, guided by the foghorn's deep call, the captain skillfully docked between the pilings. Their safe return embodied navigating trauma's fog. Life comprises moments both beautiful and excruciating. We must face suffering with self-compassion, knowing we can find our way back home.